Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's indeed a great privilege to be alive this morning. It's indeed a great blessing to be counted among the living this morning. So if you're excited to be alive this morning, I want you to take a second of your time to tell God how you actually feel this morning. For me, Lord Jesus, I am grateful. Grateful for myself. Grateful for my family. Grateful for every listener of the show, and grateful for the entire team of the Praise Palace Radio. So if you're just joining us for the very first time, I would want to welcome you, and I want to assure you that you are in the right place. This is a platform where we get to learn and share the Word of God, where we get to hear the mind of God concerning our lives, concerning each and every aspect of our lives. So once again, I want to welcome you. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the Word of God. So I want to welcome you to this very, very, very special segment. This segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, North Hampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Seer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you all to this very, very special episode. This is the 26th day in the month of July 2024, and it's indeed a beautiful Friday. I believe it's going to be a great day. If you believe, let me hear amen. Amen. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says Good Followership Part 2. Good Followership Part 2. Our aim today will be taken from hymn 4 of our Open Heaven Devotional. To the work, we are servants of God. To the work. We are servants of God. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 44 to chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 44 to chapter 46. Our memory verse will be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 verse 12. Exodus chapter 17 verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Again, our memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 17, verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. We'll be looking at a Bible reading from the book of Exodus chapter 17 from verse 8 to 13. Exodus chapter 17 from verse 8 to 13. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, "Choose us some men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hand became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Today's topic says, Good Followership, Part 2. Our manual reads, Yesterday, I said that being submissive to a leader and seeking common interests above personal interests are attributes of a good follower. Today, I will discuss more attributes of a good follower. Leaders are not omnipotent. They need help sometimes. Good followers recognize that their leaders need help and seek to provide it before the leader asks for it. They watch to see which areas they can support the leader in and provide the support as needed. In today's Bible reading, Moses did not ask for Aaron and Hur's help. He did not even explain why he was stretching his hands towards the battlefront. They both saw him stretching his hands and noticed that they were winning as he did so. They also noticed that his hands were getting tired, so they went to him, gave him a stone to sit on, and held up his hands. That is good followership. The kind that will make a leader surmount any mountain that stands in his or our way. Sometimes supporting your leader will not be convenient. When Aaron and Hur helped Moses, they were not sitting down. Neither was anyone helping to hold their own hands up. They must have gotten tired too. But they stayed like that until the battle was over. Sometimes when you step in to help your leader's weaknesses, others might laugh at you and even call you names. However, you must not fail your leader. You must take whatever comes with helping out. It is a terrible thing when followers take advantage of their leaders' weaknesses. Some followers, because their leaders doesn't know how to keep track of money, start stealing from the accounts instead of helping to manage them. Some others tell people about their leaders' weaknesses to discredit them. If there is someone in the Bible that every follower should study, it is David. Even though he had already been anointed as the next king of Israel in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And had done many exploits in 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 48 to 51 and 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 5 to 7. Even though he had seen Saul's weaknesses in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 23, he remained loyal and never discredited the king. While running for his life because Saul was trying to kill him, he got the opportunity to kill Saul but didn't do it. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, from verse 4 to 13, that is a good follower. As a result, he not only fulfilled his destiny, but the King of Kings who is also called the son of David, came from his lineage in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. If you're indeed blessed by today's teaching, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. How can you share? By visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven and you can view all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. You can also re-listen to every episode. You can also follow us live every morning and listen to us still on our website www.praisepalaceradio.com or download our mobile application Praise Palace Radio on Play Store and Apple Store to listen to us 7 a.m. every morning as well as every of our other amazing, wonderful programs. I do hope you get to join us next time. I do hope I get to minister to you next time. I do hope we get to fellowship together next time. Till you hear my voice again. Till we gather to listen to another thing God has to tell us on this platform. Please remain blessed. Stay blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.